Hi everybody, what a blessing to speak to you today. I want to talk to you today about Old Covenant forgiveness and New Covenant forgiveness. Look at what it says here in Matthew 6 verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. This scripture can be very condemning if you read it in the New Covenant where we are sitting today. Because you remember, this scripture is written before the cross. So your trespasses could not have been forgiven at this stage because Jesus hadn't died yet. So at this stage, Jesus is writing Matthew 6 and even Matthew 5 to bring people to the end of themselves. And he's actually saying to them at the end of Matthew 5 that you need to be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. No one can be perfect except Jesus himself. In the same context, he's writing, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Now I want to ask you, have you forgiven every single person perfectly that's ever done anything wrong to you? And I hope your answer, just like mine, is no, I probably haven't. I can't even remember who did what to me. I'm trying to forgive, but I'm just not mounting up. You see, that is exactly what the Old Covenant was supposed to do. It was supposed to bring you to a place where you just don't mount up. You see, the New Covenant is completely different. We have been forgiven, and therefore we forgive. Look at Ephesians 4, verse 32. And be you kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. This scripture is just the opposite of Matthew 6. It says here, be kind towards one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God, for Christ's sake, has already forgiven you. You see, New Covenant forgiveness is not about you forgiving. It's about Christ in you. He's the one that's living in you. And whatever he is doing is what you are doing. Because in 1 John 4:17, it says, as he is, so are you in this world. It's no longer you that live. It's Christ that lives in you. So if Christ has forgiven them, you have forgiven them. You see, God did a miraculous work through the Holy Spirit. He renewed you. He strengthened you. He made you brand new. And you are completely forgiven. And that's why you forgive. So I just want to encourage you, don't get into old covenant forgiveness and try and forgive everyone. Forgive yourself with the forgiveness of Christ, and forgive those around you with the tender heart of Christ in you. I want to bless you with that. You are highly favored and deeply loved.